Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to announce I'm collaborating with ARG Apparel on merch for Brocal Therapy. Now you can support BGT, look fucking dope, and make this shit a movement. To purchase your order, please go to brocotherapy.com. And please, don't forget, take a screenshot of you listening to this episode on whatever podcast app you're listening on, put it on your Instagram story, tag me at Stephanie Megan and at Brocal Therapy, and enjoy the show. Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing.
Hey.
What up? Can I have your freestyle?
Freestyle?
And it's a weak beat, but just pretend it's good.
Yeah, that's being horrible. Yeah. Okay. I'm chilling with Steph. Her dog got about 2 years left. That bitch about to die. We about to be.
You're so mean. You're so mean. Oh, wait. Where's my beer? I got my beer. Oh, my God.
I think I need some more tequila in my shirt.
Do you want more tequila? Let's get more tequila. Grab the bottle.
Where is it?
Over there.
Okay. I'm ready.
Did you take your shot? Do you need to take a shot?
I'm going to drink it.
Okay. Oh, my God. Let me just take a little swig of this.
Okay. I can see the waves.
Well, don't look at it.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan. Your host of motherfucking Broke Girl Therapy. And guess who I have back in the fucking building? I got a request to have him back. So now here he is because I guess he's kind of funny. His name is
Zotowski, a.k.a. Hollywood Zo, a.k.a.
What?
Hey, man.
A.k.a.
Hollywood Zo. Hollywood
what
Zo.
That? What's Hollywood Zo?
My nigga. Hollywood Zo.
Hollywood. Who calls you Hollywood Zo?
Shit, me. Nobody else, nigga. Me.
Okay, you're trying to start something new. I see. Anyway, we're here. I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about. We're here to talk about fuck boys because let's be real. I've been through a shit ton.
Okay.
And you're a man, and I feel like the definite. You know, I'm not fully against the fuck boys. I think that they go things differently in life, but I think with fuck boys is the equivalent to a girl's hoe phase.
Okay.
So I can't completely knock it, even though like a lot of fuckboys have hurt me. But it's like, I think it's like they need to get it out of their system is how I look at it. So, you know, they're down for sex, no commitment. Maybe they're honest, maybe they're not, but they're just here to just like fuck around.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Excuse me. I'm good. Okay, so fuckboy.
What's your definition of fuckboy?
I don't have a definition. You know, you just introduced me to that word.
Did I really? Have you not been around in like the internet?
I've heard of fuckboy, but I never knew.
No one's ever called you a fuckboy.
Nobody ever called me a fuckboy.
Wow.
Never in life.
Must be nice.
Never in life. I mean, I guess I'm blessed, but so a fuckboy is.
Someone who just wants to fuck. That's really what it is. Just like what a hoe is. Just like someone who just wants to fuck. And like, I'm all about the hoe phase. I'm not saying I stand for the fuckboy phase because there's a lot of manipulation that could go into that. But I'm saying that it's I look at it as like a male's version of a hoe phase, you know?
Okay.
Like, I would hope to get with someone who's like already been through a fuckboy phase.
Okay.
To get out of their system.
Okay, but does hoe have a gender on it, though?
Not necessarily, but I guess it's just like socially used mostly for women.
It's fucked up, ain't it?
It's fucked up.
It's very fucked up.
It is very fucked up because I think fuckboys are hoes. Yeah. But, you know, if we're going to, let's be real.
And I think.
How the fuck did that cap fall off of that?
Oh, no.
That was weird. A cap just fell off of a bottle and no one touched it. Anyway, continue. We'll deal with that later.
That's your grandma. Nah.
You've never fucked just to, like, for the fun of it, just for the pleasure of it, and not just for, like, the emotional attachment of it.
Who has it?
Everyone, that's the thing.
Yeah. Everyone has. But I don't know. I think it's unfair to call fuckboys and not call hoes or girls who are fucking for fun. Fuck girls. I just made that shit up.
A fuck girl? No, you did. I'm sure someone's like,
I've never heard it in my life.
I'm sure someone said it.
Fuck girl. I just made that up, bro.
You're so innovative. But anyway, I kind of came across a fuckboy recently.
What?
I mean, I always do. Let's be real. I've been through a lot of phases with fuckboys.
Okay.
I feel like there's like a whole like different. I feel like fuckboys come in like different like packages. You know what I mean? Like there's like the fuckboys who are like super honest. Like, you know, I'm just trying to fuck, like, that's it. And they don't treat you like they're trying to date you. And then there's ones who would, like, manipulate you into, like, thinking that this could possibly be more. And so there's different ways to go about it.
But both is a fuckboy.
Yeah, like, even if they're honest about it, like, they're still a fuckboy because really what they're trying to do is just fuck. And you know what? I'm going to be real. I hate the word fuckboy, so I hate the fact that I'm using it. But it's just what the generation uses to explain, like, a playa is what people used to say.
So I got a quick. So do only women call guys fuck boys?
Or? Yeah, most of the time. Let's be for the most part that I could think of. Yeah.
Okay.
I never really heard a guy say like he's a like rarely do I ever hear a guy say like, oh, he's a fuck boy. Or, I'm a fuck boy.
Okay, when I first heard that. It was in the hood and it wasn't like nothing to do with sex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like he just a bitch ass nigga or some
really?
Shit. Yeah.
It wasn't like having to do like being a player. It was just like he was just.
Hell no. Nah.
That's interesting. I could see that way too. I could see that.
Yeah. But I feel like now that you say that, I feel like fuckboy have like a different meaning depending on who using it.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain.
Just like hoe.
Yeah.
Cause you know you got hoes who fucking just to be, you know, fucking everybody.
Right.
Then you got hoes who just want attention from everybody, like an attention hoe.
Right.
But I mean, I guess it's
just different. I mean, I feel like, I don't know. For instance, okay, so I came across a fuckboy recently, and I talked about this with an episode with my friend Sixella Fears.
Okay.
And the Bougie Ho episode. And, like...
Bougie Ho?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? What is on your mind, Satowski?
You was the first person I ever heard use that term.
I didn't make it up, but I heard it somewhere, and now I'm riding with it. And I'm claiming that's what I am.
Okay.
Where, like, a bougie hoe is someone who's, like, very, like, open with their sexuality and are, like, down to play, whatever, but, like, they're not going to just do it with anybody. Like, we're very, like, high maintenance with it. Like, for instance, this dude I was about to, you know, that I say is a fuckboy, he slid in my DMs on Twitter, right? Okay. And so I was like, all right, whatever. And, like, he was straight up like, yo, I don't want, like, a girlfriend, but, like, I just want a hoe.
Okay.
You know, like, I just like having hoes.
You
want
a fuck girl.
Yeah.
You want a fuck girl, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. And so, and, like, with him, I couldn't get myself to do it because I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm being very selective. Like, that's what a bougie hoe is. Like, you're being very selective and you have standards because you're just like, you don't just take me out the boba and come up with sweatpants and just, like, expect me to, like, want to fuck you. Like, you got to really come at me, like, better.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying to me. But even though it's a bougie hoe, do a bougie hoe really have standards? Like,
yeah.
Is it really standards?
Because though? Like I've been through like, let's say like I've been through a hoe phase where my standards were lower. Right. So like I wasn't like I probably meet a guy and he gave me some attention. So I was like, all right, cool. Like I get horny off of that. That shit now doesn't get me fucking horny. That shit doesn't turn me on. like, you better come at me, like, not saying that you need a relationship, but you better come at me strong and not just, like, take me out to boba and expect me to, like, suck your dick.
Would that be a bougie hoe?
That's a bougie hoe. That,
okay.
What? You are hella loud. You keep laughing, like, right into
my
the
bad,
mic.
My bad.
No, what
okay.
What are your comments
but,
on that?
But keep, no.
What's your interpretation? Like, when you think of a bougie hoe, like, what do you think about when you hear that?
Bougie hoe.
Someone who's, like, expensive, like, they want, like, a high-end dinner or some shit like that? Or, like, Gucci shoes and shit?
Not in, I mean, that can be a part of it. I feel like it can be a part of it.
Right.
But not, like, the whole thing, like, but I feel like a bougie hoe is still a hoe at the end of the day.
Damn, so, you calling me a hoe? I'm a proud motherfucker.
I didn't call you a hoe. You call you a hoe, nigga. What? No. Nah. Okay, nah. You Stephanie to me.
Do you think I'm a hoe?
Do I think you a hoe? I don't know.
You pause.
I mean, I don't know.
Right. I don't know who you.
I know who you say you fucking. Or you say you fucked. I don't know if you're a hoe.
Right.
Not.
You never like seen that side of me.
Yeah, I don't know if you're a hoe.
Right.
I just know what you told me. So.
And I claim myself as a bougie hoe, where it's like I'm open to it and whatever. We're not talking about bougie hoes. We're talking about.
We are talking about hoes. We talking about hoes, and that can include men and women.
Right.
So. But I guess the men version is called a fuckboy.
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, this guy like DM'd me last night at 1 a.m.
Okay.
And told me it was backshot hours.
Backshot hours.
Which I didn't know what that was. Do you know what that is?
I definitely know what backshot is.
What does that mean?
They mean I can't see your face.
So you're trying to fuck from behind?
Exactly.
Do you think like just him saying backshot hours question mark, he was trying to say like you up, let's fuck?
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
How
exactly.
Do you, like, what do I even respond? Are you chewing gum on my show?
My bad.
Take your gum out. Just put it there. We'll deal with it later. On the top of the shit. Yeah. Oh, gross.
You told me to do it. Shit.
He's all like chomping. Have you ever been a fuckboy? Okay, so let me share a tale as old as time. And I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches, only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating, and that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off. Only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel. And I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice. That way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, FLURE, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match.
Have I ever been a fuckboy? I wouldn't. Okay.
Here's the thing. Because I know that you're probably holding out on saying the right and wrong things, right? But I think, have you ever been? Let's rephrase that, because I feel like you don't want to call yourself a fuckboy, right?
I would never call myself right,
exactly,
a fuckboy.
Exactly. But let me rephrase that and say, like, have you ever been with a woman and did not want to have, like, a relationship with them? You just wanted, like, sexual things.
Yeah, like everybody else in this entire world, yeah.
And sure. What did you do to get what you want? Like, what did you do?
Say
like,
what I want.
What kind of, you just said, like, I just want to fuck.
I say what I want. And usually the feelings is mutual.
Really? Well, that's true. I could see that.
At least that is portrayed in the beginning. You know, y'all be lying.
Yeah, because I've been there.
Y'all be lying. Like, yeah, I just want to do this. Nah, you see a whole future in this shit.
Like, but, have you ever had a girl just really, like, fall for you because they really enjoyed having sex with you?
I don't know.
No one's ever been like, Satowski, I really like felt this way and it sucks that you don't want anything. Or like, have they ever been like, so what is this?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, but it's like this. When I say something in the beginning, I say it and I mean it.
So you're that type of fuckboy.
I'm not.
You were. Sorry, not anymore.
Okay.
You're in a relationship. We respect that. All right. I'm just saying, like, prior to your relationship now, because you're.
I'm not in a relationship.
What?
Okay. No, I'm not in a relationship.
We're not making a podcast official,
what?
You guys.
I'm not in a relationship.
Okay, before you were in your situationship, you, because you with someone, whether, I don't know what your situation is. I don't. But back in the day, when you were, you know, fooling around, like, did you ever go through that? Are you holding back? Boy,
I'm not holding back. Hold on. Nah, finish your question.
Like, back when you were, you know, let's say you went through your personal whole phase.
Okay.
You know, and you were just doing it for, and here's the thing, like, it's not like, it doesn't make you a bad person, but it just, you know, like every human being wants to get that pleasure, right? Right. So when you were going through that with women or men, just kidding.
Get the fuck out of here.
With women.
Hey, I know it's gay pride, but I have nothing to celebrate this month.
When you're going through that with women, like, I'm sure you came across moments where, you know, like, you didn't feel a certain type of way. So I just want to know how you went about, you know, pursuing them, even though it was just something. And the reason why I'm asking is because I've obviously been on the other end of it. You know where I've fallen for that. So I'm trying to avoid it. So that's why I'm trying to pick your motherfucking brain, boy.
Okay, let's get it.
So what did you do to kind of like lure them in? What's your game? That's all I'm asking.
I don't want to sound like that nigga. I don't want to sound like that nigga.
Don't.
But, you know what? I think it is. I don't really. Okay, let me put it like this.
Okay.
I've always had, like, situations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not out looking for extra situations to get into. But if it was to just fall in my lap, who am I to say no?
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Has that happened to you? Like, do women just usually fall on your lap?
I don't want to say it like that.
No, just say it. If it's happened before, like, that's not, like, it's not a bad thing to say. Like, I've had men just fall on my motherfucking lap, and I'm like, all right, I'll suck it. Just kidding, I don't really give head that, like,
nah, you ain't kidding, nigga. You ain't kidding, nigga. But nah. I don't wanna say fall in my lap, but
it just kinda just comes up.
It just comes up, it happens. I don't know how to put it, it happens and I go with the flow.
For instance, background story, if you guys remember, he was in the how do men lurk episode.
Yeah.
And I mean, you came up to me, but then, like, really, I came up to you right after. Does that happen to you often?
talking about a woman come up to me?
Yeah, just being like, you cute. Or just like buying a hot dog just to talk to you.
No, okay, you was the first to ever like righteous just like do that type of shit. Like, that's why I fuck with you. But buying me stuff. I had like buying me shit. Like,
or just like really trying to pursue you. Cause I feel like, I will be honest, like the vibe that I get from you is that, you know, like you're very nonchalant and you just go with the flow. Like, yeah you came up to me and you're like, you cute.
Yeah.
But I feel like you kind of like, the thing about you, and I think that's why I kind of was like down to like try to pursue you right after that, is that like you don't really put too much effort. Like you just kind of go with it and you're honest.
That's me every day.
Right.
That's me every single day. Like, I'm not finna like press a situation. Like, it is what it is. If you feel some type of way about me, you better say it.
Right.
If you don't, hey, I'm moving on. Like, I ain't really got nothing to talk about. Like,
right.
I got my own situations going on, so I ain't trying to really add to it. But if you want to come and put your little sauce on it.
Put mustard shit, and ketchup and shit.
Do your thing. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
But I mean, going back to being like a fuckboy.
Okay.
Tell me about like a fuckboy situation. Do you want to talk about it? Are you scared?
A fuckboy situation.
Yeah.
Explain what like a fuckboy situation.
Okay, how about this? I'm someone that always gets myself into a fuckboy situation. And I feel like, maybe not so much anymore, but I feel like before, and I feel like a lot of women at a certain point in their lives really fall for it. And like, what are those red flags you think that like we should be looking out for to avoid those situations? You know what I mean?
Okay. Let me start off by saying, I'm not a Steve Harvey ass nigga.
You're not. You know what? So, no one. Okay, sorry, continue. No, to do.
Steve Harvey. See, Steve Harvey is an old ass nigga who done got his pussy 40 years ago. Like, that nigga done wore out shit 40 years ago. So he's stopping real niggas from doing what they gotta do. You know what I'm saying? And doing what women want these niggas to do. At the end of the day, is like a agreement, my nigga. Like, now, if you fall in love, you fall in love. And look, niggas fall in love, too. Where I'm from, that's called Tinder dick. Niggas got Tinder dick.
Here's the thing. Let me call that out for a second.
Okay.
What's wrong with the Tinder dick? What's wrong with they fall in love? Why do you have to call it, like, a Tinder dick like it's a bad thing?
The same reason why they call ho-ho and fuckboy.
But if someone's, like, actually being real with their feelings and being emotional, like, why does it have to be, like, ooh, Tinder dick and make fun of them?
Same
like,
reason.
If he falls in love, he falls in love. There's no shame in that. Just saying. I'm just calling out the fact that, it, like, because here's the thing wrong with society, and I'm going to be real but with it, right?
I'm listening.
And this goes back to being a fuckboy. There's always just, like, a negative connotation with a man who's being sensitive. So, a lot of times, guys maybe feel like they need to be a fuckboy because they need to have, like, to show, like, their masculinity and show that, like, oh, yeah, I could get bitches, I could do this. But if he's, like, tender and shit, why do we got to call him, like, tender motherfucker? Like, who cares?
I guess that term is really used when you fall in love with a fuck girl.
Okay.
Because a fuck girl gonna be a fuck girl.
Mm-hmm.
She gonna fuck whoever she wanna fuck, no matter who in love with her. Nigga, you ain't got shit to do with it. She gonna fuck whoever she wanna fuck. And 9 times out of 10, the nigga who is ten dick don't want his fuck girl to fuck whoever she wanna fuck.
Right.
And that what make you that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the same reason why a hoe is called a hoe. A hoe shouldn't be called a hoe. What a hoe is called a hoe because she wanna fuck whoever she wanna fuck.
Right.
However many she wanna fuck. It's not right. You know what I'm saying? But that's what it is.
Right. I mean, I'm gonna go against the fact that it's not necessarily right. I don't know.
It's not. I don't think it's right to label somebody a certain name.
Thank you
for what they.
Even though I do it, but like,
yeah, you do it. You call niggas fuck boys.
No, no. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, I'll be real. I'm going to be 100%. Like, I hate the fact that I'm using the word fuck boy. I think it's a very immature term. I think that it's a shaming term. Like, I just feel like, I mean, I've never, like, even on my personal time, ever been like, oh my God, this guy is a fuck boy. Like, I think maybe on the show I do it because, unfortunately, the way to describe someone is through label, you know? And, like, I think...
labels. That's crazy.
It's crazy. Labels. It's crazy. Like, I have to use it in that way people know what the fuck I want to talk about. Because if I just say, oh, a guy who just likes fuck all the time, it's, like, a easier way to just say fuck boy, right? I don't think it's right, but unfortunately, I do it. Like, I don't know. I don't like that. I just don't like that word, but I'm using it because unfortunately people need to, I don't know. School me. I know you don't know.
I know you don't know.
I know you about
clearly.
To cuss me out right now.
Say it. Nah, I ain't gonna cuss you out. I ain't gonna cuss you out. But, you know, sometimes people can demonize people for shit they do themselves. But.
Maybe I need to redefine what a fuckboy is. Because I think if... For me, okay, I'm going to say...
Either way, it'll be still labeling somebody as something that person wouldn't label themselves as. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess it's fucked up.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's life, right?
Right.
So that's why you took on the role to say, hey, I'm a bougie hoe.
Because I need to define myself and explain, like, this is my sexuality.
Right.
It's fucked up. Now I'm feeling, like, hurt. Nah, I want to go cry hurt. And I call myself a boogie hoe.
Hey, this is the enlightening Zotowski.
Oh, my God. No, but I mean.
I'm going to learn you, but I'm listening.
But
I'm
listening. I think, like, I mean, it's crazy because I don't want a label, but we end up doing it, right? And like with fuck
everybody
boys,
does it.
Everyone does it. So it's like, I can't fight it because it's just the way for everyone to just kind of generalize and understand what I'm talking about. Because I can't label this show a guy who likes to fuck a lot. It's just easier to be like fuck boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because it's straight to the point. But I guess for me, it's like what I believe is there's a whole spectrum of what a fuck boy could be. I think the actual definition of a fuckboy is someone who like just likes to fuck around and mess with your feelings. But for me, I think I look at
Wait. Run that back. Run that one back. We not finna just skip over that. Run that back. Okay, your definition of a fuckboy is what?
Someone who likes to fuck around and mess with your feelings. But there are those
mess with your feelings. So okay, in the beginning you told me
We're gonna get into a heated argument right now. What I was gonna, guys, we took a lot of shots of tequila.
Yeah,
we all went. So
I'm fucked up.
This is a drunk ass conversation.
Yeah, drunk as fuck. I might say some shit I don't mean at all. So.
Same, and I might be all over the place.
Hey, I might really mean that shit. So you never know. But I'm listening.
Well, I mean, I think. What did I just say? I just said a fuckboy is someone who fucks around and messes with your feelings. But there's a whole wide spectrum of what a fuckboy could be, right? I think the original like meaning is someone who just messes with your feelings and just wants to fuck. But I still categorize the ones who say they don't want to fuck. I was like, they do want to fuck, but don't want to relate. Like, they're honest about it, you know? Because this comes from like my experience.
Okay.
Because I'm going to bring up something with Charles. So Charles was someone who was straight up, right, about like what he wanted. He was like, "Yo, I don't want a relationship, you know, but there was like obvious chemistry between us." Okay. And it was obviously very sexual.
Right.
And you know, we just turned into like fuck buddies / like friends with benefits. Okay. But besides the fact of him being honest, the reason why I fell for him is because he also did things that were very boyfriend-like. So although like I'm being honest, you know, he's being honest and I'm telling the world, oh, he doesn't want a relationship. I feel like I still look like a fool going for it and falling, you know, having these feelings because at the same time, he's doing boyfriend shit.
What's boyfriend shit?
Oh, my God. He was like, he would cook for me. He actually like, you know, these mics that we're talking on and this fucking setup, he's the one that fucking taught me this shit. Like, he went out of his way to like build me up. You know what I mean? That was like, being a fuck boy and being a fuck, like, friends with benefits, like, it should just be simply that, just sex, and that's what I wanted. But he actually, like, did things for me that was like a support system, like what a boyfriend would be,
or what a friend would be, right? Would a friend do that too?
A friend, but it's confusing when you're giving me the dick and it's good and shit.
But if we go by term, friend with benefits meaning the fucking, but friend nonetheless. So if I mean, as a friend, if it was me, I would, hell yeah. And you say you do a podcast, I would teach you how to do all this shit,
right? But you're just simply in my life to be just a source of dick. So just simply be that. And don't be my friend because I got other friends.
But then you labeled it fucking friend with benefits.
And that's where it gets confusing. But at the same time, it's like, as a woman, like, if we feel like we're getting taken care of by our man, like, and he's providing the dick, hell yeah, I'm gonna fucking fall for you. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is. Like, I'm not... Like, yeah. Like, if you're going to be a friend, just fucking be a friend and don't, like, don't be sexual with me. Don't kiss me. Don't do all that shit. But if you're going to kiss me and you just wanted to simply be that, then just simply be that. Like, you got to choose one or the other, because if you combine the both, that's fucking confusing. And I think that's...
I don't see how that's confusing. If it is, though. But if he says exactly what he wants in the beginning, how is that confusing when you know exactly what he wants?
Then just leave it as that.
And you agree to it.
I agree to it. I'm like, okay, you just want to, like, do this? No, let's just do this. But don't, like, don't check up on me.
I got you.
Don't do that.
So.
Don't be there for me when I'm, like, upset about something and be my support system. Like, don't be, like, the person I feel like I could run to like that. Because it's like, if you just want to be a fuck boy and just fuck me, leave it as that. Don't be that person for me to rely on. If you want to just be a friend, just be a friend. Don't provide the dick if you're just going to just fuck it up.
But then again, is that him being a fuckboy, or you just in your feelings about him?
Both.
No, because
no. No, Satowski. No, I think look, in the beginning we didn't have sex, right?
Okay.
But I felt like he was trying to be this friend because he knew women, as you know, as we are, nurturing and wanting to be loved. Like, he took that to that advantage. And, like, yo, Charles, you're down to come on the show and to fucking talk in your defense, but he would never come on. So I'm going to talk about my truth. And this is just what I believe in. This is how I felt. Okay. But, you know, he did these things because he felt like, you know, I almost feel manipulated. I'll be honest. I almost feel manipulated because... He was really trying to get close with me, and I tried to cut it off. I tried to tell him, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be friends with you. I don't want to get to the point where I have sex with you. And I really tried to cut him off, and he was still trying to, like, pursue me and get me in his life. And I didn't like that.
Get you in his life. What, was he trying to fuck you?
Yeah.
Pussy that fire.
My pussy fire, bitch. Let's be real.
She dancing with it, too.
It's good. Sex was good. Are you okay? Oh my God, he's like falling off his chair.
I'm good. Y'all heard that though?
My pussy fired. That's it. Like, okay. It's cool. All right. But like, you know, but
all right.
He ran it as much as he can and he did what he wanted to do. And when he got tired of it, like any other motherfucker would, that's when he's like, oh, I'm not a friend. I'm not going to be there for you. I'm not going to support you no matter what. Like, that's when, like, that loss of, like, friendship actually, like, went down. You know what I mean?
I don't think that happens. It's like one day and then the next day is like that. But
I think so. Why don't you think that?
Yeah. What the fuck am I going to say?
Are you that drunk?
I'm fucked up. Okay. I know what I'm going to say. Maybe it happens, like, so far as communication-wise, where it seemed like you might get a text or a call, or I don't want to do this no more. But, like, in reality, a motherfucker had to think it out and say, yo, this motherfucker doing that. Let me hit her with this text.
Like a Merry Christmas? Like, who the fuck just reaches out Merry Christmas when we're not fucking talking anymore? Like, you know what I mean? It's just like you're trying to be sweet on a fucking holiday. Fuck you. I don't know why I'm pissed. I think it's because you just deleted me on Instagram the other day. So I'm oh my God, you literally screwed. He literally unfollowed me yesterday. So now I'm just pissed. I'm just like, I fucking let you fucking lay one on me, motherfucker. And now you fucking all follow me on Instagram. I'm pissed.
That nigga told you Merry Christmas, bro.
Are you okay?
Yeah. That nigga told you Merry Christmas. Oh my God. And unfollowed you on Instagram. Hey.
That's what I'm saying. He wanted the pussy. So
that nigga gangster. Fuck that. That nigga gangster, man.
Yep.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the definition of fuckboy. Yeah, he was being real, but like, he was really just trying to be sweet and nice and seem like he cares about me, fucking saying Merry Christmas and shit and saying, I miss you, what's up? And he would even be like, sorry, I haven't talked to you in a few days. Like, I've just been like doing this. But it's like, you don't need to do all that shit, you know? And I remember telling him too, I'm like, you don't need to apologize. Like, this is, you know, clearly that we talked about this isn't what it is. Right. So don't have to like, check up on me like that. And like, I told him that, you know what I mean? Like, I was honest about it.
That's fire that you even think like that too. I mean, but
I still fell for him. So
I don't feel like most white women think like that. Like, don't check up on me. Don't hit me up when I'm feeling down. Don't hit me.
Like, because, man, I was trying to detach from it, because I was like, yo, you giving me fire dick. Let's keep it as that. But like, don't, because I knew him acting that way was gonna get me to fall for him. And it worked. And it did. And that's what I'm saying. It was like, because he knew that I wouldn't be able to just not have unemotional sex with him.
But,
you know?
But maybe that's, what if, I got a question for you. I don't know, because I don't know this nigga. But what if that's just who he is, though?
He's a Scorpio, so he might be.
Yeah, so you're basically mad at him for being himself.
But like, that's because he's being himself doesn't mean it's a good thing. Like,
huh? Listen to what you just said. Being himself is not necessarily a good thing.
Not saying that like it's not a good thing to be yourself. Be yourself, but I'm not saying just because you're being yourself doesn't mean you're a good person. I don't think the way that he went up, not saying he's a bad person, sorry. I want to rephrase that. I don't mean that he's a bad person. I think that he could have, I think where my bitterness comes from is like, he could have had this conversation with me like, I don't want this anymore. Okay. Instead of just ghosting me after everything you motherfucking did. Why am I pissed right now? I think this is therapy.
This is definitely talking to me. You will have I am the perfect therapist. Listen,
I'm just saying, like,
for anybody, like, this not just for broke girls, like, for anybody.
Yo, bitch, I had to do fucking like Plan B one time in 1 week or two times in 1 week, and like, you act like this never fucking happened. Like, you just, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it could have been a conversation and be like, I don't want this anymore. Let's just edit that. Let's not continue this. I would have respected that, because other dudes in the past who have been a fuckboy in my books, I guess, have at least had that conversation that were like, I need to end this. But
okay, so basically he didn't give you closure.
No. And I thought I got closure a while ago. I don't know why I'm so upset. I think this is actually something like I need to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So he didn't give you closure. So he never told you, hey, I'm done with this.
No. This went completely ghost and then it followed me a year later. But still. It's crazy, though, because I will say that I haven't really been missing. I haven't been missing him at all. He hasn't been on my mind. I haven't been upset about it. But the moment that it was just yesterday where I realized like he had followed me, I was like, whoa. It like all of a sudden those emotions came back, and that like, you know, like the whole disappointment came back, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, yo, like, I let you stick this shit in all the damn time, and you did this for me, I did this for you.
He almost got you pregnant.
Almost.
You said you took Plan B twice, nigga.
Twice.
The scare was there.
I've never admitted that on the show before. Well, I took your Plan B twice. I was like, I mean, even, God, I can't believe we're talking about this. It literally went from like nothing to all the way here. Here we are.
We here now.
I needed this.
Live in it.
No, but like for me, like I actually, I'll be honest, like I don't take birth control because I don't get dick that much. You know what I mean?
And I mean, like, that's what everybody, I mean, that's, I mean, okay.
And I don't want to deal with the hormones of all of that when it's like, I'm not even like getting anything, you know? So, but with him, like, you know, we.
When last time you fucked?
What?
Keep going.
When was the last time I fucked? March.
February, March.
Yeah, but the. Never mind, I was listening.
Nah, you want me to be completely honest, but then you don't want to be. I think your camera off too.
Yeah, my camera.
February, March. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I forgot what I was saying. I definitely forgot what I was saying.
But I haven't had play since, so. I mean, yeah, like fully full bass.
Only you and God know.
Only me and God know. But yeah, I don't know. I just haven't been in the mood. I think that like now I'm just like turned off by like just casual sex because of Charles.
I don't know who the fuck Charles is.
Charles is the whole dude I was talking about the whole time.
Damn. I don't know. Okay.
Satowski apparently doesn't drink that much, so he's really feeling the tequila.
I used to drink a lot. I stopped drinking. But okay, Charles, the nigga that cut you off out of nowhere, right?
Right.
Okay. What the fuck was I going with this?
I don't know, bro.
Okay, let's just keep it going then. Let's keep it going. I'm gonna catch on. Yeah. Yo, Stephanie got me fucked up, my nigga. Like, I don't know what y'all doing. Stephanie got me fucked up. She taking shots, like 3 shots at a time. She got this big ass cereal bowl she taking shots out of, my nigga. Like, I don't know what the fuck.
He literally does not know what to do with himself right now.
But yeah. Okay.
Okay, but like, what do you think is going on in his mind, though? Like, as like a man's perspective, like, what do you think is actually going on in his mind? The reason why he ended just the thing, you know, the way that he ended things, just being so cold turkey. I don't know. You're not Charles, even though I'm trying to find reasons.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, if I go by what I think, I'm pretty sure you did some shit.
Really?
I'm pretty sure you did some shit that
The only thing I can think of is like just being as vulnerable and open on the internet than I am now. You know, like I think having this show probably, and I've talked about him and maybe he's listened, but like I don't apologize for anything that I've said because it's the way I felt. So I'm assuming, and I'm not saying this is the reason, but I'm assuming maybe he heard something or, you know, and just decided that he doesn't want to be a part of it, you know?
Yeah, and not to make anything like... Anything you did, I'm pretty sure you told him what you do prior to y'all, you know.
Oh yeah, he's listened to the show before. He was like, I guess, quote unquote supportive. Who knows if he really was? He's just trying to get pussy. But
right. So not to say like or give off that what you did was like wrong, because I know I just said you. I'm pretty sure you did something, but I'm pretty sure what I was saying is it was something that you did that he made. Maybe didn't agree with.
Or got turned off by.
Got turned off by. Not to say that whatever you did was wrong, because knowing you, you keep it pretty much 100 up front.
Right.
Before all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So maybe just something he couldn't deal with. And maybe he didn't know how to say it, how to put it into words or come to you with it after fucking you and, you know.
Right.
So.
You look so drunk right now. Your eyes are like,
hey, but if I'm saying real shit, put that like button, my nigga. Hey, bro, I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. But I know I'm saying like some shit that somebody need to hear though. Somebody need to hear this shit. Shawty, it ain't you.
Did you just call me shawty?
No, I'm talking to the listeners. It ain't you. You are being you. You are perfect. You know what I'm saying? You are perfect. Aww. being you. But everybody ain't going to agree with you being you. You got to understand that. That's the part you got to understand. Every nigga ain't going
to
fuck with...
I need to turn your volume down.
Okay.
Go continue.
Every nigga ain't going to fuck with that shit. You got to find a nigga that's going to fuck with that shit.
Okay. That's actually, that was really sweet. Thank you. High five.
Ain't shit sweet.
Okay. You're not gonna give it. You just literally left me hanging like this.
Yeah, ain't shit sweet. Okay. Damn. She gonna sit there with her hand up. But nah. But yeah, man, like, maybe. Yeah.
This is a sloppy. I've never had such a sloppy guest on my show.
But nah.
Okay. So, before we end this, because I don't know where the fuck this episode even went. Before we end this, do you have any?
42 minutes in. Nah, we're finna keep going. Fuck what? That. Fuck that.
What do you want to talk about? Do you have anything on your heart that you feel like you need to, like, say to the people?
I'm a guest. I think you should ask me questions.
I've been asking you questions, and I'm trying to fucking end it, bro. And you just, like...
Oh, you don't have any more questions?
Nah, I was just going to ask you, like, what advice... Oh, my God.
Yo, I ain't been this fucked up in a long-ass time, my nigga. I ain't been this fucked up in a while. Nigga, your dog over there croaking and shit.
Fuck you. Dude, my dog did not ask for this. What the fuck is wrong? Yeah. Okay, this is hands down the sloppiest guest I've ever had on the show. Do you have any last words? I feel like you probably don't. Do you have any last words about fuck boy people, guys? I don't know. Dude, this is not an organized episode, but I'll probably post it.
I think you should post it. Cause I want to get me a good laugh. I'm gonna listen to it to laugh at myself. But I think everybody is a fuckboy. Women, men, children, everybody is a fuckboy.
You have like the most southern. Like I feel like you and I have like such a culture difference and like such a different accent. I'm over here like, oh my God, I'm Steffi Megan. And you're just like,
I'm over like, nigga shit.
Hella country and shit. Okay, is that your last words? What were you even saying?
What was I saying? What the fuck was I saying?
Okay, do you just want to plug yourself? Butt plug. Yeah. Do you like butt plugs?
Yo, you in this shit, dog. You in this shit.
Have you ever done anal?
Listen.
Look at my face, man.
The camera off. But, hey, man. Don't play me like that, man. I don't play like that. Okay. Stephanie Megan, I don't play like that. But
you don't like anal. Okay, then plug yourself.
Zotasia, Z-O-T-O, yo, Z-O-T-O-W-S-K-I.
Can you just go rap your, like, last song real quick?
All right. Uh-oh. All right. Y'all ready for this shit? Well, I ain't finna rap, man.
No, do it. Fuck on, do it. You have to, like, give them a little sample. You want them to hear your shit. Do it.
What you want to rap about?
I don't know. What's your latest one? What's your like favorite one that you could think of right now on top of your head?
I got a new song coming out July 4th. It's called The Dying Dog.
Fuck you. He's talking about my dog. Fuck off. Oh my God. Okay, fuck. I was just trying to help you out with your motherfucking music career shit.
I'm talking shit. Cause I fuck with your dog. I'm real shit. I fuck with your dog. That's my nigga. That's my nigga, but.
Get to it, man.
Z-O-T-O W-S-K-I at gmail.com. I mean on Instagram.
Okay. Oh my.
I'm done.
And then I don't. Okay,
Stephanie got me fucked up.
Yeah, please follow me at Stephanie Megan or go to brocotherapy.com. all that shit is there. I love you guys.
I like y'all too. Shit.
Okay, bye. Are you okay?
Yeah. Fucked up, man.
Girl Therapy. Girl Therapy.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.